Section 3. Myth versus History. As I demonstrated in the first chapter of Proving History, many contradictory theories of a historical Jesus are defended today. Some joke that there are as many theories of Jesus as there are scholars to propose them. Each different conception of the historical Jesus and his relationship to the origins of the Christian religion will here be called a theory of historicity. Such a theory aims to explain all extant evidence by proposing that certain things are true of the historical Jesus and his influence, and that certain things are not true, or not known to be true, of the historical Jesus and his influence. The latter cannot be separated from the former. For proposing to explain any evidence as a later development in the church entails that that evidence was not caused by anything Jesus said or did, or had said or done to him. In practice, of course, an honest historian has to admit she often doesn't know how some particular development in the evidence came about, and thus doesn't know whether it's in any way causally linked to a historical Jesus or not. But even then, she will be saying, in effect, that the probabilities are roughly equal either way, which still entails taking a particular position as to what's possible or likely. Anyone who examines the literature of the present generation of scholars will find that, indeed, by this standard, there are almost as many theories of historicity as there are experts to pronounce them, and there is no apparent consensus as to whose theory is more probably correct, nor any indication of such a consensus developing anytime soon. But just as there are countless theories of historicity, there are also countless Jesus myth theories. Indeed, just as with historicism, there are almost as many Jesus myth theories as there are experts to pronounce them, and the range of these theories is truly marvelous, from the more ridiculous, for example, the bulk of the New Testament is a hoax perpetrated by the Roman senatorial elite, to the less ridiculous, for example, the original Jesus stories were a clever political metaphor against the ruling elite, to the least ridiculous, which I shall explore here, that the earliest Christians preached a celestial being named Jesus Christ, then later this godlike figure was fictionally placed in a historical setting just as other gods were, and the original concept eventually forgotten, dismissed, or suppressed. I think most scholars, once informed of the underlying facts, would agree only the latter has any plausibility, if there is any plausibility to be had. So any Jesus myth theory that entails rejecting even that is probably a theory of no likelihood worth considering. I'll have more to say about this and what the minimal theory of historicity must be to compete against it in the next two chapters. But even then, whatever theory is proposed, it is often immediately weighed down with an enormous array of elaborations, which are often significantly less defensible than the core theory alone would have been. Yet one should never propose more than is necessary to explain the evidence. The more complex a theory has to be, the less likely it is to be true. Hence, I'll assume for convenience that what I just suggested is the most plausible theory is the only plausible theory, and attempt to explain and present it as simply as possible with no unnecessary elaborations. For if even that theory cannot be shown to be more credible than historicity, it's unlikely any other theory will succeed where it failed. However, I do allow that I can be proven wrong about that, on this matter as in anything else, if someone ever presents evidence presently unknown to me that adequately supports some other theory. And in Proving History, I laid out a sound method by which that could be done. The same method I will use here.